Live the No BS Zone. I'm Steve Dura. I am America's voice. I'm an America First guy. Let me be clear. I am here to tell you the truth, not to make you feel good. So buckle up. You might need it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Florida is about to make the majority of America a place where anyone not prohibited from doing so will be able to carry a handgun whenever they want. Number two, the truth is out from the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center that there has been a dramatic jump in heart attacks among adults, the biggest jump among those 25 to 44. And three, another bombshell comes flying out on the growing concerns about classified documents involving President Joe Biden and his family, and not Donald Trump or anyone else. We have now learned that during his multiple searches of Joe Biden's home and offices by the FBI under the direction of the DOJ to search for Biden's illegal possession of classified documents, the agents on scene confiscated notebooks that Joe Biden kept at least during his time as vice president, maybe earlier. Biden keeps saying he wants to be fully transparent, says he wasn't aware of the documents, many that were top secret, and some of which were found in his Delaware garage sitting near his prized green Corvette. But the notebooks pose a whole new set of problems for the old man, and trust me, I had no idea. I had no idea. We'll not fly for this one. That's not a defense.
I had no idea.
Because it appears that Biden had notes and references to classified information in the writings. That, of course, would blow out of the water any defense of stupidity, even though it seems valid to many of us. I mean, we all understand that President Biden is not the sharpest axe in the barn, and we get that his propensity is to tell completely false stories no matter how many times they're openly debunked, even by his friends in the alt-left corporate media. But trying to pass that off when the FBI has handwritten notes in notebooks becomes, well, almost impossible. I mean, I don't think that,
well, I don't remember writing in those notebooks. And I don't remember taking the documents you found.
That's not a defense. It's not going to fly. I'm just not seeing that as a winning strategy, do you? No, of course you don't. So, the new revelation that he had handwritten notes referring to classified and possibly top secret information, that he would not have been clear to take any of that home for any reason, creates a real storm, a real problem. And then you have to look at other affiliations. Biden had one in particular that may have more documents than anyone else. That organization denying any access, that being the University of Delaware, refusing to cooperate, at least so far. That will change, make no mistake. But yes, more problems with those seized notebooks. Plus, that University of Delaware stonewalling the investigation, too. That's not going to fly either. Let's hear this.
I've read a lot of classified documents. Some are just general geopolitical observations. The consequences of that are not terribly significant. But there are other classified documents that involve sources and methods that implicate how we gather secret information. And some of the most delicate are those that can endanger the lives of covert operatives. We don't know if any of these documents fall into that category. There's an entirely different level that we need to know, which is whether any of these classified documents that Joe Biden had illegally in multiple locations involve his own family's business activities and potential corruption, whether they involve Burisma in Ukraine, whether they involve Communist China and the entities that were paying the Biden family millions of dollars. If he, in fact, had classified documents that implicate his own financial well-being, that raises the potential of very serious criminal liability.
Very serious criminal liability, says the senator from Texas. This attempt at killing any investigations by both the House and Senate Oversight Committees is not going well for the White House. And the anger is building among Democrats and Republicans alike who argue this is a matter of national security and of them doing the jobs they're elected to do, but they're being prevented from doing. Marco Rubio, not buying any of the stonewalling. And neither is Democrat colleagues when it comes to knowing what classified documents are involved. They're all on the Oversight Committee. Listen to this.
Well, I don't know how congressional oversight on the documents, actually knowing what they are, in any way impedes an investigation. These are probably materials we already have access to. We just don't know which ones they are. And it's not about being nosy. You know, here's the bottom line. If, in fact, those documents were very sensitive, materials were sensitive, and they pose a counterintelligence or national security threat to the United States, then the intelligence agencies are tasked with the job of coming up with ways to mitigate that.
Yes, the president continued to stonewall again yesterday. continuing the charade Monday and playing dumb with a group of reporters on the South Lawn before he left the White House for a waiting helicopter. Yes. On the classified grass fire, President Joe Biden says he doesn't know anything about the special counsel. He doesn't know anything about it. Huh. Listen.
If the special counsel who's trying to ask for your testimony, would you give testimony?
Mr. President,
Would you give testimony? Oh, I don't know anything about the special counsel. Really, Mr. President? The lid is off. This problem is spreading. This problem is not about classified documents anymore. It's about the Biden family. Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, the whole family and how it operated, how money came in from China and Ukraine and Russia and elsewhere, how it was handled, how it was reported or not reported. So no matter what games the president and his people want to play, those on both sides of the aisle are not buying it. They know there's something here, and they want to know what it is. James Comer is looking for answers on the seized notebooks found in Joe Biden's house because that could be the key to things a lot bigger. James Comer is the chair of the Oversight Committee in the House. Listen to this.
So I think it's a bigger concern that Joe Biden didn't know he had the documents, and he has no idea how the documents got from point A to point B to point C. That's what should concern every American. We're bringing in the National Archives tomorrow for a transcribed interview. We're going to ask all of these questions, and hopefully we'll have some answers for the American people very soon.
Is it normal for VPs to take their notebooks with them when they leave office?
No, nothing that Joe Biden's done with respect to mishandling these classified documents is normal. Take into consideration that he's also being investigated for influence peddling with our adversaries around the world. And it's even more concerning. Look, more information comes out every day where his son, especially, as well as his two brothers, have had shady business dealings with our adversaries around the world. And part of what they would do when they would make a pitch to these shady characters in these foreign countries is prove to them that they actually had direct access to their brother and that they had direct access to people at the highest levels of our federal government. So, well, when we learned that Joe Biden had classified documents strewn all over the place, and that Hunter Biden especially lived in his house where he had those classified documents, we became extra concerned. And that's why this investigation is of the utmost importance for the United States Congress as well as the American people.
Nothing normal about any of it. I had to let James Comer go long there because he explained it all in detail and all so very well. Nothing normal about any of this. These notebooks open a whole new Pandora's box of questions and problems and headaches for this White House. It's time to come clean. Will they? Who knows? Doesn't look that way. Not yet. Not until they come to his door and say, Mr. President, we need to talk. I'll take a break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to see you as we roll into it. More important findings and discoveries and conversations straight ahead.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. the odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.